درس هشتم. لطفاً به تلفظ واژه‌های جدید درس گوش کنید.
Vocabulary. Unit 8. Abuse. By law. Citizen. Civic. Conceal. Confer. Consciousness. Corresponding. Creature. Crisis. Criticism. Detection. Disaffection. Genuine. Guilty. Hesitate. Maintenance. Obligation. Property. Refrain. Resort. Right. Rights. Safeguard. Sanitary. State. Sympathetic. Tax. Unconstitutional.
لطفاً به تلفظ متن درس گوش کنید.
Rights and duties. Man is a social creature. He cannot live without a society. The society in which he lives confers certain rights on him, but rights always go hand in hand with duties. So, while a citizen enjoys certain rights, he has also to perform certain duties and responsibilities. Every citizen has the right to live a peaceful life, expects the government to protect him and his property. He has certain political, social, and personal rights too. He has the right of religious worship and of private association. A citizen has also the right of education and employment. But the right cannot be exercised unless certain duties towards society and the state are performed. Every right has a corresponding duty. A citizen should always perform his duties. A good citizen is sympathetic and helpful to his neighbors and fellow countrymen. He tries to help those who need his help. While exercising his own rights, he does not interfere in the rights of others. He knows how to adjust his personal liberty with social obligations. A good citizen must first be a good neighbor. He must learn to live in perfect harmony with those who are around him. Then there is the duty towards the village or the town. A good citizen has strong civic sense and observes all the laws and bylaws of the country. He would do his best to improve the sanitary conditions of his town. A good citizen is never guilty of antisocial acts which may be harmful for the society. He would not only refrain from harming the interests of the town, but also would advise others who indulge in antisocial activities. Perhaps the most important duty of a citizen is towards the state. A good citizen is essentially law-abiding and loyal to the state. He not only observes laws, but also respects them. He has no sympathy for those who defy the laws. In fact, he helps the government in the detection and prevention of crime. He contributes to the maintenance of law and order. No doubt, a citizen enjoys the right of criticism, but he never abuses this right. He avoids any such statement or action as may create disaffection and disorder in the public. Even if he has a genuine complaint against anybody, he will never resort to unconstitutional methods. A good citizen also pays his taxes happily and on time. He never cheats the state by concealing his income. It is during a crisis such as war that the citizens have to make sacrifices for their country. They must respond to every call of their government. A good citizen would not hesitate to make the supreme sacrifice, laying down his very life, if it can help to preserve the freedom of his country. The experiment can succeed only if all the citizens realize their duties and perform them honestly and happily. Let us develop a true civic and national consciousness to safeguard our country and lead it to the road of peace and prosperity.